Podcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. This is the Wasson Fitness audio experience, where we go deep about upgrading your fitness, exercise, and mindset. I'm your host, Jason Wasson, and I'm the head coach and owner of the Power Femme Challenge program. Welcome to our show. What's up, challengers? It is Thursday, the 18th. It's Chase's birthday. If you guys haven't already, jump on somewhere on Facebook, maybe on my own personal page, and wish my son a very, very happy 18th birthday. Yes, 18. I have an 18-year-old child. I didn't get these crow's lines and, you know, wrinkles in my forehead from nothing. So that said, guys, I want to go live today and talk to you about race cars versus rowboats and how that applies to you and your fitness. So basically, it's really simple. You've got to be a rowboat before you can be a race car. You can't just jump in and expect to be able to go at that race car pace right out of the gate. You've got to start by rowing. Oh my gosh, that sky is gorgeous. You've got to be able to pace yourself, and it comes with your aerobic capacity. It comes with your strength capacity, and building your aerobic and your strength capacity slowly. You can't just come out of the gate and expect to go in and perform at your peak ability of what you were able to perform at even 6 months ago. You've got to be able to row before you can run. You got to be able to run before you can race car. So I want you guys to think about that. Are you trying to come out super, super strong, super fast, and trying to get all this stuff done at a pace that you just can't maintain? You've got to be able to find that pace that you can maintain. If you try to come out too strong, you're going to burn out. You're going to burn out and say, this is too boring. This is too much. I'm too sore. I can't do this. You're going to give yourself all the reasons in the world why you can't do it if you come out too strong, if you come out too fast, if you come out too vigorous. You've got a rowboat. You've got to be the rowboat. You've got to find a little bit slower pace that you can maintain everything, maintain your program, maintain your workouts, recover your program, recover your workouts, and still while eating enough food. It's the same thing with the nutrition in the kitchen. If you come out and try to hit that race car pace. I think I talked about this with Irene. I can't talk today. I talked about this with Irene this week on her hot seat. You know, we're going to build her capacity up to the point where she's able to do that race car fueling, where she's able to precisely measure all of the food that she gets. But we can't do that today because it's too much. It's too much of a change too quickly. If you go from driving a rowboat to driving a race car, you're going to crash. And I don't want you guys to crash. I want you guys to succeed with this. So you've got to take your time. You've got to slow down. You've got to enjoy the journey. Because if you don't enjoy the journey, if you don't enjoy going along slowly, then you're really not going to enjoy the result of crash and burn. That's really it for today, guys. Rowboats versus race cars. Which are you? Where's your pace at right now? And can you maintain it? And if you can't maintain it, what do we have to do to slow you down just a little bit? Bring you back down to the rowboat. Because in that rowboat, you're going to find success. You're going to find that you're going to be able to build your capacity. You're going to build your ability. And once you build your capacity and your ability, then you can start to crank up the speed. Maybe we put a little bit motor, a little tiny trolling motor on the back of that rowboat. And then we come out of the rowboat and we jump on a bicycle. And we get off the bicycle, we jump on a scooter. And we go from there. Does it sound good? All right, guys, tell me what you're getting out of this. Let me know if this works for you, if this makes sense to you, if this analogy is going to keep you going, because this is how we work. I work in visualizations, and I want you guys to be able to visualize these things that I'm talking to you about. And the more you do it, the more you visualize, the more you see your journey, the better you're going to do. The better you're going to do. That's it. That's all for me today, guys. I'm going to go call Chase, tell him happy birthday, and hope you guys are posted up on my wall too. If you got a chance, jump on and just say hi. Happy birthday, Chase. I'll talk to you guys soon.